Randy Vasquez and Ben Kasparias each tossed a 1-2-3 first inning. That was our starting pitching matchup here today. Vasquez stranded runners on first and third in the second. The Padres got it going against Kasparias in the bottom half. Gavin Sheets hit a one-out single. Xander Bogaerts single. Jake Cronenworth then singled into center. Sheets tried to score from second, but Andy Páez threw him out. Jose Iglesias then walked to load the bases. Kasparias faced Martin Maldonado with the bases all loaded up.
Padre. Three balls and a strike. Maldonado takes outside ball four. Back-to-back walks issued with two outs here in the second inning. And this one will bring Bogaerts home. The first run of the day, it's 1-0 Padres.
So the Padres took a 1-0 lead. Fernando Tatis Jr. flew out on the very first pitch he saw from Kasparias to end the inning. Vasquez then pitched the 1-2-3 third. He did the same in the fourth inning. Padres still led 1-0. Going to the fifth inning with one out and nobody on, Michael Conforto dug in.
And Conforto goes after the first pitch. It's at high and deep to left center field. Merrill is back at the wall looking up. It's going to go. Home run for Michael Conforto to tie the game. His fourth as a Dodger. And a fan out there trying to make a catch of that home run ball kind of tumbled forward onto that platform behind the left field fence. Conforto getting ready to hit the dish. And we are 1-1 here in the fifth.
Vasquez got through 4 2/3 innings, allowed just that one run. Adrian Morejon came on to get Shohei Ohtani to end the top of the fifth. We were tied at one. Going to the sixth inning, Morejon stayed on with one out. Freddie Freeman hit a comebacker that Adrian Morejon couldn't corral. It was an infield single for Freeman, probably a ball that Morejon should have had. Padres then went to Jeremiah Estrada with righties coming up. Again, a 1-1 game. Estrada walked Will Smith to put two on base. He then fell behind Oscar Hernandez.
2-1 the pitch. Hernandez swings, sends it in the air to deep center field. Jackson Merrill's back. He is at the wall. He will watch and it will go. A 3-run homer for Teoscar Hernandez. His 11th of the year, and the Dodgers lead for the first time today. It's 4-1.
A big swing for the Dodgers. They led 4-1 as we went bottom six. Padres were able to scratch Roger lefty Jack Dreyer. Gavin Sheets hit a sac fly to score a run. It was 4-2 at the end of six. Yuki Matsui did a great job in the seventh inning. He got through the top of the Dodger lineup to keep it a 4-2 game. We went bottom seven. Michael Kopech came on. He walked the bases loaded. The Dodgers then brought in Anthony Bonda to face Luis Arraez. Arraez popped out. That left things up to Manny Machado. Manny got ahead 3-0. And then swung on a 3-0 pitch, a ground out to shortstop. The inning was over. The Padres stranded. The bases loaded. They still trailed by two. And after that, the story became pretty simple. Tanner Scott, a scoreless bottom half of the eighth inning. Dodgers got a run on a Will Smith RBI single to make it 5-2. In the top of the ninth inning, Alex Vesia, a scoreless bottom half of the ninth inning, his third save of the season. And that was that here today. Dodgers win it 5-2 as they take two of three in this three-game set. Final totals here today for the Dodgers, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. For the Padres, 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Winning pitcher today was Lou Trevino, who improves to 2-0. Losing pitcher, Adrian Morejon, who drops to 3-3. And like we said, Vesia, his third save of the season. Another great crowd here, 45,000-plus in the building, the 29th sellout of 2025 here at Petco Park.